It's Monday, February 1st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The SolarWinds hack isn't the SolarWinds hack. Broadband changes on the horizon, and tech unions growing pains. This is the business of tech. Making this my lead because of its importance. The Wall Street Journal is reporting on updates from investigators in regards to the SolarWinds breach. Turns out, 30% of those breached didn't run SolarWinds. Per DHS, quote, "It is absolutely correct that this campaign should not be thought of as the SolarWinds campaign," end quote. Malwarebytes also agrees. A number of its Microsoft Office 365 accounts were compromised using another vector entirely. Why do we care? It's a larger campaign than was initially thought. I was struck by a question on a forum this weekend when someone asked, quote, "Does anyone still trust SolarWinds?" A savvy researcher responded, "Why do you trust any vendor?" Two things we care about today. First, it's not the SolarWinds hack, it's larger than that. Just like the UK variant or South African variant of coronavirus is an unfortunate label, this is that too, and anyone in security is going to need to be careful with verbiage here. Second, if your instincts are to blame the vendor, find another approach. A vendor is going to be breached, and you have to be designing with that in mind. If you don't know how, well, you're not alone, and we're all learning a lot here. Zero trust. Broadband. I keep talking about it because it's so critical to what we do. There's a new bill in Washington state to lift restrictions on public agencies offering broadband to consumers. The main push? Underserved communities. Why is that important? Seems the private providers are under new criticism. A viral tweet from a former Comcast employee is highlighting that the Internet Essentials plans are not enough for remote learning. That's new evidence being used by teenage activists to push Baltimore City. Their group, Students Organizing a Multicultural and Open Society, is pushing through to the FCC directly. And while I'm on it, Bloomberg has a whole piece about older Americans struggling to get access to the coronavirus vaccine because of the challenges of getting online. It includes details, too, of individuals volunteering to help neighbors and family navigate the challenges. Why do we care? I've been predicting the change to come, and here's a law in Washington state, plus activism from multiple sources, and while heroic, we should not be in a situation where the system is so badly broken others need to help like this. IT service providers should note for two reasons. First, when I talk about delivering on customer experience, it's making sure these systems really work for their users. These should be enabling, not restricting. I'd be taking a good hard look at my own and my customer systems with this eye. Second, help lawmakers locally. What's notable to me about all of these broadband stories is that the real work happens in local government. Seems to me there's no better place to get this fixed than at the local level, and this should be where SMB-focused providers shine. Getting broadband to more will create new customers to consume services too. It's that best alignment of doing right and doing business. All is not well at that new Alphabet Workers Union. As reported last week, they formed a new international alliance, Alpha Global. Turns out the members in the U.S. didn't know about it, including a quote from one executive council member who says she didn't write it. This may cause a rift with the Communications Workers of America, which the union affiliated with. Why do we care? This is growing up fast. And these are the tensions of unions. We're watching to see if this fully destabilizes the AWU or is working as intended as workers come together. I'm convinced unions are coming in tech. The question is how fast they grow up and into what form. We're watching for that lesson. Introducing Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security. Zero trust access securing RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication without open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. 2 years of partner-driven development brings audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, all in a purpose-built solution for small businesses. Interested? Learn even more by visiting calyptics.com/gatekeeper, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another roundup and some interesting news.